This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
Hi, I'm Tessa Randello with your local news briefing. Paige Prentice's family told a court they were utterly broken after she was killed when a car rolled on a beach in Taratap. The 22-year-old's boyfriend was driving erratically down the beach between Kingston and the Granites at 70 k's an hour when the car rolled. Paige was critically injured and died 4 days later. The driver, Matthew Emerson's, pleaded guilty to causing death by dangerous driving. He'll be sentenced at the end of the month. Access to the COVID jab on the Limestone Coast is set to be expanded in a big way, with regional, rural and remote pharmacies in SA to provide the vaccine.
South Australia will be the first state to activate its whole rural and regional pharmacist to the vaccination rollout. It's been endorsed by National Cabinet a week or two ago. We're now finalising our plans, seeking approval from the Commonwealth.
That's Health Minister Stephen Wade. The state is looking to give about 100 pharmacies access to the jab in about a month's time. UFS Mount Gambier manager Barbara Beale says it makes a lot of sense to make use of the trained vaccinators working at our local pharmacies.
We've been doing influenza vaccines now for a number of years, quite successfully throughout Australia. So to be able to do something like that just to help the government and the community, I think, as well, who, you know, may have trouble trying to find locations where they can get their COVID vaccines.
And the Narracourt Men's Shed opened its doors to share their work and how men and women can get involved. They were also able to show off some of their latest personal and community projects, including helping out with the Narracourt High School Integrated Learning Classroom and contributing a frame to the Back Museum Model Railway exhibit. And to sport, 16 KNT football players are named in the Murray South East Zone squad, who will compete in the South Australia Country Championships. There are players from Panola, Narracourt, Mundalla, Lucindale and Pathway on the long list. Recruiters can still add more players to the team heading to Victor Harbour to compete in mid-July.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.